Leviticus 16:29 through Leviticus 18:30. This shall be a permanent statute for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall humble yourselves and not do any work, whether the native or the stranger who resides among you. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You will be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is to be the Sabbath of solemn rest for you, so that you may humble yourselves. It is a permanent statute. So the priest who is anointed and ordained to serve as priest in his father's place shall make atonement. He shall put on the linen garments and the holy garments, and make atonement for the holy sanctuary. And he shall make atonement for the tent of meeting, and for the altar. He shall also make atonement for the priest and for all the people of the assembly. Now you shall have this as a permanent statute, to make atonement for the sons of Israel for all their sins once every year. And just as the Lord had commanded Moses, so he did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, This is what the Lord has commanded, saying, Anyone from the house of Israel who slaughters an ox, a lamb, or a goat in the camp, or slaughters it outside the camp, and has not brought it to the doorway of the tent of meeting to present it as an offering to the Lord in front of the tabernacle of the Lord, bloodshed is to be counted against that person. He has shed blood, and that person shall be cut off from among his people. This shall be done so that the sons of Israel will bring their sacrifices which they were sacrificing in the open field, so that they will bring them to the Lord at the door of the tent of meeting to the priest, and sacrifice them as sacrifices of peace offerings to the Lord. The priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting, and offer up the fat in smoke as a soothing aroma to the Lord. And they shall no longer offer their sacrifices to the goat demons with which they play the prostitute. This shall be a permanent statute to them throughout their generations. Then you shall say to them, Anyone from the house of Israel, or from the strangers who reside among them, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the doorway of the tent of meeting to offer to the Lord, that person also shall be cut off from his people. And anyone from the house of Israel, or from strangers who reside among them, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats the blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, No person among you may eat blood, nor may any stranger who resides among you eat blood. So when anyone from the sons of Israel, or from the strangers who reside among them, while hunting, catches an animal or a bird which may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood and cover it with dirt. For as for the life of all flesh, its blood is identified with its life. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, You are not to eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off, and any person who eats an animal which dies or is torn by animals, whether he is a native or a stranger, shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and remain unclean until evening. Then he will become clean. But if he does not wash his clothes and bathe his body, then he shall bear the responsibility for his guilt. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you lived, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes, to live in accord with them. I am the Lord your God, so you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which, if a person follows them, then he will live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach any blood relative of his to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, that is, the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You are not to uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. As for the nakedness of your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born in the household or born outside the household, you shall not uncover their nakedness. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for their nakedness is yours. The nakedness of your father's daughter, born to your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's blood relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's blood relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and of her daughter. Nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are blood relatives. It is an outrageous sin. And you shall not marry a woman in addition to her sister as a second wife while she is alive, to uncover her nakedness. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness during her menstrual impurity. And you shall not have sexual intercourse with your neighbor's wife, to be defiled with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not sleep with a male as one sleeps with a female. It is an abomination. Also, you shall not have sexual intercourse with any animal to be defiled with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these things the nations which I am driving out from you have become defiled. For the lands have become defiled. Therefore I have brought its punishment upon it. So the land has vomited out its inhabitants. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments. And you shall not do any of these abominations, neither the native nor the stranger who resides among you. For the people of the land who were there before you did all these abominations, and the land has become defiled. So that the land will not vomit you out, should you defile it, as it has vomited out the nation which was there before you. For whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. So you are to keep your commitment to me, not to practice any of the abominable customs which have been practiced before you, so that you do not defile yourselves with them. I am the Lord your God. Luke 11. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not lead us into temptation. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to serve him. And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything just because he is his friend, Yet, because of his shamelessness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Now, which one of you fathers will his son ask for a fish, and instead of a fish he will give him a snake? Or he will even ask for an egg, and his father will give him a scorpion? So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And as he was casting out a mute demon, when the demon had gone out, the man who was previously unable to speak talked, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, "He casts out the demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, were demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself falls. And if Satan also has been divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you claim that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Yet, if by Beelzebul I cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are secure. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, that man takes away his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. The one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and not finding any. It then says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they come in and live there. And the last condition of that person becomes worse than the first." While Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and follow it." Now, as the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is a wicked generation. It demands a sign, and so no sign will be given to it, except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up with the men of this generation at the judgment and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and puts it away in a cellar nor under a basket, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is bad, your body is also full of darkness. So watch out, that the light in you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, without any dark part, it will be wholly illuminated, as when the lamp illuminates you with its light." Now, when he had spoken, a Pharisee asked him to have lunch with him. And he went in and reclined at the table. When the Pharisee saw this, he was surprised that Jesus had not first ceremonially washed before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but your inside is full of greed and wickedness. You foolish ones! Did he who made the outside not make the inside also? But give that which is within as a charitable gift, and then all things are clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you pay tithes of mint, rue, and every other kind of garden herb, and yet you ignore the justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the seat of honor in the synagogues and personal greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unseen tombs, and the people who walk over them are unaware of it. One of the lawyers said to him in reply, Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too. But he said, Woe to you lawyers as well, for you load people with burdens that are hard to bear, while you yourselves will not even touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and it was your fathers who killed them. So you are witnesses, and you approve of the deeds of your fathers, because it was they who killed them, and you build their tombs. For this reason also, the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill, and some they will persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it shall be charged against this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge you yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who were entering. When he left that place, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile, and to interrogate him about many subjects, plotting against him to catch him in something he might say. 1 Corinthians 5. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and sexual immorality of such a kind as does not exist even among the Gentiles, namely, that someone has his father's wife. You have become arrogant, and have not mourned instead, so that the one who had done this deed would be removed from your midst. For I, on my part, though absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged him who has so committed this, as though I were present. In the name of our Lord Jesus, when you were assembled, and I, with you in spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus, I have decided to turn such a person over to Satan for the destruction of his body, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven, so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed. Therefore, let's celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. I did not mean at all with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the greedy and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have to leave the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he is a sexually immoral person, or a greedy person, or an idolater, or is verbally abusive, or habitually drunk, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a person. For what business of mine is it to judge outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the evil person from among yourselves. Proverbs 20:1-9. Wine is a mocker, intoxicating drink a brawler. and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roaring of a lion. One who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. Avoiding strife is an honor for a person, but any fool will quarrel. The lazy one does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. A plan in the heart of a person is like deep water, but a person of understanding draws it out. Many a person proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy person? A righteous person who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure from my sin? Psalm 41. Blessed is the one who considers the helpless. The Lord will save him on the day of trouble. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive, and he will be called blessed upon the earth. And do not turn him over to the desire of his enemies. The Lord will sustain him upon his sick bed. In his illness, you restore him to health. As for me, I said, Lord, be gracious to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die, and his name perish? And when he comes to see me, he speaks empty words. His heart gathers wickedness to itself. When he goes outside, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. They plot my harm against me, saying, A wicked thing is poured out upon him, so that when he lies down, he will not get up again. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, Lord, be gracious to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you are pleased with me, because my enemy does not shout in triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you place me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.